Well, now that you've heard from our real estate broker, the person who helps you identify and find properties, the next person that's very important is a mortgage broker or mortgage banker. And again, this is a dear friend of mine for years. He's the person I go and talk to whenever I have credit problems, and we all have credit problems. And my problem is I always want to borrow more than I can afford. So every time Peter sees me coming to talk to him, he knows I'm trying to buy something more than I should buy, but at least I talk it over with him because that's how I get my education. So with that, I want to introduce my mortgage broker, mortgage banker, Peter Harmonick. So Peter, could you begin by sharing with the audience your personal background and how you got into mortgage broking?
Certainly, Robert. I'm a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Arizona, and I've owned my own company for about 3 years now. This is actually my fourth year. Before that, I was a banker for almost 22 years in Arizona and really did a wide variety of lending from residential to commercial with a wide variety of experience. Now I concentrate my efforts on just a few clients, as some of them can take up a little bit of time. Isn't that right, Robert?
That's correct. So as some of you know, I didn't do too well in school, so I've always said hang around with smart people. And so Peter's one of those people I hang around because, you know, you always want to use your banker's money as much as possible.
That's very true.
Because the more money you borrow, the higher your return on investment. But you can also do things in excess. So today I'd like to have Peter go over, you know, from a banker's point of view, because when you're borrowing money, you never forget that a banker wants to lend you money, but very oftentimes people are not prepared when they first come to you. So he's going to be talking about how you prepare, some of the red flags that bankers see, and how you can gain more and more experience. As Peter and I were discussing Rich Dad's six steps of being a professional investor, he says all six steps reflect upon the banker in one way or the another, because he's got to consider all of those six. Is that correct, Peter?
That's absolutely correct.
So by the time you come to see your mortgage broker, many times you should start with a banker or a mortgage broker before going out to look at property, because a banker or a mortgage broker can give you some tips. They can't give you all the information sometimes, but they can give you some tips as what they're looking for.